आप सुन रहे हैं SBS हिंदी। अपने रेडियो पर हर शाम सुनिए हमारा कार्यक्रम। आप हमारा कार्यक्रम हमारी वेबसाइट पर और SBS मोबाइल ऐप द्वारा सुन सकते हैं। sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं।
आप सुन रहे हैं SBS हिंदी और मैं हूं नबील हसन। आज के इस खास सेगमेंट में हम बात कर रहे हैं भारतीय मूल के ऑस्ट्रेलियाई डॉक्टर श्रीनिवास बोलेसेट्टी से, जिन्हें न्यू साउथ वेल्स में न्योनेटल हेल्थ केयर के क्षेत्र में उनके अहम योगदान के लिए प्रतिष्ठित पब्लिक सर्विस मेडल से सम्मानित किया गया है। डॉक्टर श्रीनिवास का रिसर्च और इनोवेशन के क्षेत्र में भी महत्वपूर्ण योगदान रहा है। इस बातचीत में हम जानेंगे उनके सफर, चुनौतियों और उपलब्धियों के बारे में।
थैंक यू वेरी मच फॉर द अपॉर्चुनिटी दैट यू हैव गिवन मी।
सबसे पहले तो ये बताइए कि आपको लगभग 31 साल हो गए हैं भारत से दूर ऑस्ट्रेलिया में, तो क्या ये दूरी हिंदी भाषा के साथ भी आ गई है और अब इंग्लिश ने उसकी जगह ले ली है?
मेरा हिंदी इतना अच्छा नहीं है क्योंकि मैं आंध्र से हूँ, मगर मेरा स्टडीज पोस्ट ग्रेजुएट स्टडीज लाइक पीडियाट्रिक्स, इवन दो आई डिड माय MBBS इन गुंटूर आंध्र, आई डिड माय पीडियाट्रिक्स इन PGI चंडीगढ़। जब मैं चंडीगढ़ में था तब हिंदी बोलते थे, थोड़ा बहुत पंजाबी भी बोलते थे, मगर यहाँ आने के बाद यू नो इट इज़ ऑलमोस्ट 31 ईयर्स नाउ एंड आई लॉस्ट मोस्ट ऑफ हिंदी कॉन्वर्जेशन, mostly nowadays Telugu and English।
इस बातचीत में आगे पूछे गए सभी प्रश्नों के उत्तर अंग्रेजी में दिए गए हैं, लेकिन मैं इन प्रश्नों का हिंदी में अनुवाद करता चलूंगा। हमने डॉक्टर श्रीनिवास बोलेसेट्टी से पूछा कि न्योनेटल केयर के क्षेत्र में उनकी महत्वपूर्ण उपलब्धियां क्या रही जो इस सम्मान की वजह बनी।
The main thing we have been doing is that we want to standardize the care that we give. I always puzzled in a well-resourced country like Australia, how come a baby who is born in Sydney Metro cannot receive the same treatment, same care if the baby is born in a remote place in Australia like a Broken Hill or beyond Darwin? I think it is essentially to standardize whatever pathways, the clinical guidelines and the clinical practice that we do in a well-resourced Sydney Metro is available to remote clinicians and remote staff looking after these babies. That is what we have been working on. Fortunately, I have got a committed team of doctors, nurses and allied health from all over this country and New Zealand, Singapore, Malaysia, Hong Kong and Europe and Israel. Just in New South Wales, if you look at it,
yes,
you have about 100,000 babies born each year in New South Wales. About 1 in 5, that is roughly about 15,000 to 20,000 babies, unfortunately, they actually end up in the intensive care unit or a nursery for various problems. You want to make sure they are getting the right treatment for the condition that they have. We wanted to make sure every baby, whether you are in Sydney or in remote part of Australia, they get the right fluids, right drug for the right indication, at the right dose and the right frequency and in a right way. So these are the 5 basic rights of any patient that hits the hospital, and you got to make sure these rights are met at the bedside in intensive care unit, because these are the babies who are the sickest and they have started like this in the very early stages of their life. And unless we do these things correct right at that beginning, you know, like you can imagine, you know, like the rest of 90-100 years, you know, like they may become dependent on the health, they may become dependent on the society to help them. So that's what we want to make sure by standardizing.
पब्लिक हेल्थ सिस्टम और स्पेशलाइज्ड न्योनेटल केयर के मामले में ऑस्ट्रेलिया और इंडिया के बीच अंतर पर भी डॉक्टर श्रीनिवास ने अपने अनुभव साझा किए।
आई थिंक इट हैज चेंज्ड अ लॉट। आई थिंक द टेक्नोलॉजी वाइज, द इक्विपमेंट वाइज, थिंग्स हैव वास्टली चेंज्ड इन इंडिया, एस्पेशियली इन द प्राइवेट सेटअप थिंग्स हैव इंप्रूव्ड अ लॉट। And when it comes to the public health system, the big public hospitals, like say, for example, PGI or AIMS or any of those big institutes, they still provide the best care possible for their babies. I guess individual, you know, like clinicians who are trained in, you know, well-reputed institutes, and, you know, they do, you know, like ethical practice, and they do very well, and they do their best to provide the care. Probably if I see the gap between the well-resourced country like Australia and India,
yes,
I think it comes down to the bedside nursing care. I think that is the biggest difference between here and India. I think the nursing care at the bedside plays a very, very important role, especially for these tiny babies in the intensive care unit. I think if India can work on the nursing care, I think, you know, like they will get the outcomes on par with any other developed nation.
डॉक्टर श्रीनिवास से हमने मेडिसिन या पब्लिक सर्विस में करियर बनाने के इच्छुक छात्रों, खासकर भारतीय समुदाय के युवाओं के लिए उनका संदेश भी जाना.
तो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल यू हैव टू हैव द पैशन लुकिंग आफ्टर दिस बेबीज एंड यू नो नॉट ओनली द बेबीज यू नो लाइक द पेशेंट्स इन द इंटेंसिव केयर यूनिट. एंड द गुड थिंग व्हाट आई हैव नोटिस्ड हियर इज दैट द यंग जनरेशन, they are not simply working for money. They actually work what takes, you know, like what they are interested in, what their passion is. So I think from my advice for the younger generation, they have to keep up and work towards what their passion and commitment is. And I would say that the work that we do, it is very rewarding. And the inspiration, for example, I have been doing this day in, day out for nearly 31 years now. And the inspiration that you get from these babies who are so resilient, you know, when you see them going home smiling and the parents coming back after 20 years, you know, it's a very rewarding job. I would strongly encourage any young graduates who want to pursue the career of newborn intensive care, I would say that, you know, go for it. You know, like there is, you know, like people look at some practical issues like job opportunities and all those things. There is a plenty of job opportunities if they want to build a career. But it is definitely a rewarding career.
डॉक्टर श्रीनिवास आगे बताते हैं कि आने वाले समय में उनके क्या खास लक्ष्य या प्रोजेक्ट्स हैं।
The medicine is, you know, like evolving constantly. You know, like what I preach or what I practice today, you know, may change with the new evidence that comes in. So our goal as a team here is whatever projects that we have undertaken, for example, standardization and improvement of nutrition to the babies and the medications to the babies, medicines to the babies, we have to keep on going with those projects, regularly updating it. And the next thing is that we want to move beyond these. We want to take individual clinical condition that the baby may come with. For example, they may come with a serious infection. And we want to make sure we will all come together as the clinicians, the senior clinicians and the nurses and allied health, step-by-step approach how to deal with each condition. That is our next project, and we are working on it. So it is not only doing a regular update of our existing work that we have been doing over the years, but we are hoping to take up this new work as well. So hopefully this award will put the neonatal care at the forefront. You know, the public also get to know what we are doing. And hopefully, like this reward would work as a beautiful validation of a career that some of us have chosen and I truly believe in. And yeah, we'll keep working.
पब्लिक सर्विस मेडल के सम्मान को अपने परिवार के लिए समर्पित करते हुए डॉक्टर श्रीनिवास ने कहा,
आई थिंक व्हाटएवर आई हैव डन सो फार आई कुड नॉट हैव डन विदाउट द सपोर्ट ऑफ माय फैमिली सो इफ आई डेडिकेट दिस टू एनीबॉडी इट वुड बी माय वाइफ एंड डॉक्टर मैथिली इमाड़ी शी हरसेल्फ इज ए जीपी शी अंडरस्टैंड्स व्हाट यू नो माय पर्टिकुलर करियर इज And she is the one who has been supporting me all along, all these years. So, you know, this particular recognition, even though I am holding the award, she shares it equally. And my children, both my boys and my daughter-in-law, they're all in medical profession, actually. My older one and my daughter-in-law, they both are GPs. And they understand what this means. And my younger one is a final year medicine, and he will be going into internship next year. So, yeah, fortunately, I have a group of family members, you know, who are all, you know, in the same profession, and they understand the difficulties often we face, and I dedicate this to my wife and my children.
SBS Hindi par is khas segment mein aap sun rahe the Bharatiya mool ke Australiai Dr. Srinivas Bolisetti se hamari baat cheet jinhe haal hi mein pratishthit public service medal se sammanit kiya gaya hai. Ye karyakram aap hamari website sbs.com.au/hindi par bhi sun sakte hain. SBS Hindi ke liye ye report aapke liye prastut ki Nabil Hasan ne.
हमसे जुड़िए जब आप चाहें SBS हिंदी पॉडकास्ट कलेक्शन SBS ऑडियो ऐप SBS साउथ एशियन के YouTube चैनल या फिर थर्ड पार्टी पॉडकास्टिंग प्लेटफॉर्म जैसे Spotify पर आप हमें लाइव सुन सकते हैं हर शाम 5 बजे डिजिटल रेडियो टीवी चैनल 305 SBS ऑन डिमांड या फिर हमारी वेबसाइट पर भी
SBS रेडियो से डाउनलोड करने के लिए आपका धन्यवाद हमारा पूरा कार्यक्रम आप कैसे सुने इसके लिए sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं।